This is 90.7 WFAE. Good afternoon. I'm Mark Rumsey. It's time for another preview of the weekend in entertainment. Festivals, food, and plenty of fun to look forward to on this Father's Day weekend in Charlotte. And joining me to talk about it is Q-City Metro Managing Editor Katrina Lewis. Welcome back, Katrina.
Thanks for having me again, Mark.
Well, the first festival on the agenda is actually kicking off today. The Juneteenth Festival of the Carolinas runs through Sunday at the House of Africa in Plaza Midwood. Juneteenth, Katrina, a quick history lesson reminder.
So Juneteenth is one of the oldest known celebrations honoring the end of slavery. So the June 19th, 1865 announcement. So ever since then, there's been celebrations to kind of commemorate the end of slavery in the United States.
And how will this be commemorated in Charlotte this weekend?
So in Charlotte, you have, like you said, the Juneteenth Festival of the Carolinas kicking off today. And that's been entering its 22nd year. So it got started in 1997. A local entrepreneur recognized that Charlotte didn't have a celebration for Juneteenth. So they're taking over Plaza Midwood, the Thomas and Commonwealth Avenues, and there will be vendors, there'll be performances, just a lot of culture.
Okay, good deal. Well, on Saturday, there's a newer event in town, the Do-Rag Festival. That's fun just to say that. That's going to be at Camp North End. I guess, you know, I kind of have an idea what that's about, but tell us more.
So, Do-Rag Festival, it's kind of an intersection of art, fashion, music, food. They've described it as kind of an alternative Juneteenth festival. But like you said, taking over Camp North End, taking the accessory of the do-rag and just kind of celebrating that. They had over 1,200 people show up last year. So this is the second year that it's returning. And that'll be 4 p.m. to about 10 p.m. And again, that's local music, food, but just a good time. People come out and kind of elaborate interpretations of the do-rag, but it should be a good event.
Do-rags, you know, optional or mandatory, do you think?
They are not mandatory. I did see some folks who went sans do-rag, but, you know, when it's the name in the event, you should try your best to kind of
come
on in.
Okay, the Do-Rag Festival. Wrapping up the weekend of festivals, we've got one called the Queens City Father's Day Festival, which also sounds quite self-explanatory. What about that one, Katrina?
So we are celebrating dads this weekend. That'll be at the Carol Hefner Center uptown, and that's a good family event. It's taking place Saturday, so if you do want to dedicate your day to dad on Sunday, this will be a good kind of pre-event. But that's taking place, like I said, at the Carol Hefner Center. It's a free event, but they are taking donations that benefits the Men's Shelter of Charlotte. So they'll have bounce houses, foods, just something good to do for the family and really kind of celebrate dad.
And what's the time frame for that event at the Carol Hefner Center?
So that event is taking place Saturday, 1 to 5 p.m.
Excellent. And also for Father's Day on Sunday, there's the Father's Day tailgate brunch. That'll be at Heist Brewery and Barrel Arts. Anything different about this particular brunch?
So this one is actually taking place on Father's Day, and this will be at the Heist Brewery's new location near Camp North End. So this is your, they're going to have barbecue there. While supplies last, they made a note of it. But if this is a good opportunity, if you want to do something with dad in the evening, you know, this will be a good activity to come out, have brunch in the morning.
And the time frame for that Father's Day brunch?
It'll be from 10 to 2, and the brunch kicks off at 11 a.m.
All right. Well, Father's Day weekend plus a lot more on the calendar for this weekend. Katrina Lewis, Managing Editor of Q-City Metro, thank you.
Thank you.